Blog Talk Radio.
On a specified
cloud.
Hell playing.
Lieutenant.
No.
Draw by post.
On option.
You don't touch that dial because you have found us. This is Taino Radio, the Indigenous Power Hour Activism, and it's your girl, Indy 41. And you know, we start off every show with that medicine, getting everybody ready, getting everybody in the mood. So relatives, come with me. This is Northern Cree. Relatives. Is that not one of those songs that'll just get you in that mood to heal, that mood to, you know, just, I don't know. It does something to me. That's Northern Cree, and that's their MMIW song, you know. Big shout out to Northern Cree. But let's keep that medicine rolling. Let's move on to the next song, and this is Honoring the People by Big River Cree. Let's do this. That is Big River Cree with their Honoring the People. How about it, relatives? Are we ready? Are we ready to, you know, receive some of this medicine, some of this blessing? Let's work through this. We can only do it with each other. So, you know, we don't have each other. We don't have support in one another. Who else is going to do it? We need that solidarity. We need to come together. You know, we are the medicine. And I know tonight might seem a little different on Indigenous Power Hour activism, and that's because it is. You got yours truly, Indy 41, and I am so blessed to be in this position right here, right now. We have a great guest tonight. We've got none other than the Mr. Oh, I said I wasn't going to be so proper, but we have DJ Santacori. Are you there, DJ Santacori?
Yo, what's up? How you doing, man? What's up? Yo, this, you know, I'm here in the studio.
Welcome. It's Taino Radio, Indigenous Power Hour Activism. Let's dive right into it.
Let me tell you, man, I'm so happy listening to you. I'm so happy listening to you. You know, that's awesome. You did a great job, man. Wait, hold on. I'm back in the studio here.
Put the needle on the record.
I had to get in that mood. Thank you. Thank you, the intern DJ right there. The unknown intern DJ. Thanks a lot. So,
I still haven't seen you. Did you bring your medicine with you?
Yo, I brought all the medicine. I got plenty of medicine tonight to help me because you leave it up to me, I'm done. It's a wrap, man. I'm so nervous being a guest. Can you believe it? I'm a guest.
You are a guest, it's a blessing to have you as our guest, you know?
Thank you. No, this is a blessing, man, I'll tell you, because it's an opportunity to share, right? Share from the heart. It's like the talking stick, right? So
it is.
And it is. Oh, man.
Circle, yeah.
Word, man, but it's, you know, I'm sitting here remembering all the memories, you know, of, my childhood when I was a teenager and a young adult.
Yeah.
From 1979 to 1985 was the last time I competed or performed as a breakdancer. It was 85 with my crew, the Apache Rockers, straight up East New York, Apache Rockers. Shout out to Angel Carmelo, who became a DJ, and then and Carmelo became a U.S. Marine, and we got Julio, the late Julio. He was our man who came up with the idea, the Apache Rockers. He's deceased now, so I'd like to keep him in memory today, Julio. So, man, it was fun, man. We had some other dudes, too, Mello. Oh, wow, man. It's been some good memories. So
tell us
deep stuff.
Then. Tell us then what's your signature move?
Well, I really came towards the end, and what happened was when we battle, I will come with the I will run, do a roll over two guys. And then I'll jump, I'll hit the floor a little bit, jump as high as I can, swipe my right leg over my left, that's the helicopter, I'll come down in the worm, and then I'll worm my way out of there while everyone's doing. And then I'll do some windmills. Windmills back to the worm. No, the worm, windmill, and then you know when you do the stop at the end?
Yeah.
So when I'm doing the windmill, people are doing that popping, you know, pop, 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 that popping.
Boom,
we got it. Sometimes we won, sometimes we lost, but it was the best part. We didn't fight, you know. That's where breakdancing comes from those gang wars in the 70s. You know, instead of fighting with knives and whatever, we just started, you know, the crews developed and we just started breakdancing. It was better. Now, sometimes fights did break out. Be no lie, but
right.
It wasn't as violent as those 1970 gangs, you know?
Right.
Hip-hop, right? The hip-hop era was born, huh?
Yeah,
from DNC
definitely.
In New York. Yeah, man. The Apache song. Oh, man. It's all these great songs. Dance to the Drummer's Beat. And, you know, I love it, man. Years later, I'm seeing, you know, the queen of hip-hop right here, Indy 4-1. Hear all these native rappers, man. It's like, this is it. The struggle continues. It started in the streets, poverty, violence, drugs, sexual abuse, physical abuse, all of that crap. But guess what? We're here, man. We're rapping. We're telling our story, right?
Exactly.
We're telling our story.
Exactly. And what better way to do it? What better way to do it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's how, I mean, you come from an oral history, You know, that's
makes sense.
It's oral. And look at the medicine in our dance. You know, the coming together and music. Oh,
mm-hmm.
My goodness. You think many of these drum samples, you know, I can lead them back to, African cultures,
mm-hmm.
you know, if that word suits it, but, my knowledge is a little more advanced. So,
right.
our brothers, you know, which
right.
is ours. You know what I mean? Which I can go back and hear drum samples from drums I've heard. And our history is we're First Nation. You know? So
yep.
You know, I believe that we are part of the origination of the hip hop culture.
That's
along
it.
With other genres of music. I mean, come on, you know. That's part of what mm-hmm. They tried to silence us.
Yep.
You know, they couldn't stand the way we look. They couldn't stand hearing us. They couldn't stand our prayers. You know, and they couldn't stand the drum. And that's why I say, you know, I'm always, and if you notice, we don't have a slow repetition in any of our songs.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
there's
right.
Right. And so that ought to tell, you know, a lot of people the vibration that we're on. We stay highly vibrated, you know. And that's,
oh, word.
You know, and they say, you know, in a lot of cultures that, you know, they age well. I know some aging well individuals. I mean, you're one of them. I believe I'm one of them. I mean, I get complimented often. People don't know that I'm 46, you know? So,
there you go, man.
You know, that just ought to tell you, you know, we're on a different level. You know, us
word,
as indigenous
man.
People, we're on a higher level.
Oh,
and that's the goal here is to get relatives to remember. Remember to remember relatives, you know?
It's the flow, the energy flow.
I'm telling you.
That's true age, man. When you let that energy flow die down a little bit, that's when you start to age. But if you keep that flow going, no matter what, no matter what destruction came your way, whatever disappointments, failures, mistakes, keep the flow, man. That's the key. Keep that flow going. Don't stop.
Yeah, the lower you vibrate, the more easily you're attacked, you know?
That's it,
keep
man.
It up there.
Wow. I'm learning that more now than ever in this year, 2021. Just keep it going.
Wow.
Keep it moving, right? And slow down when you have to. Sometimes you have
when
to slow
you have
down.
To. Yeah, no doubt. There are times, you know, like stoplight.
Word.
Stop sign.
Word.
You know, but, mm-hmm. you know, everything is, we come into this world perfect. You know, Creator does not got it wrong, you know. And, you know, we've talked about this in this past about returning to that original touch. That touch, the first being or person or being anything that touched us was Creator. Creator, we left Creator, you know what I mean? We left the embrace of Lucy McCop, you know? So why not go back to that? And even our boarding school babies, you know, the rediscovery of them, don't ever forget that she, you know, those babies were in Mother Earth's embrace, and she protected them until we could rediscover them. You know, gave me goosebumps saying that. You know, Tell us more about DJ Santa Corey. I'm excited to learn. Share this with our relatives.
Well, I want to share. You know, I want to share my first original rap and music. I produced a song, a beat, and a rap song. But I like to give the backdrop why I did this. Old age, right? In my old body age, but still, it's all right. It's all right. Now, age is energy, right? So.
Right, and it's called Existence of Resistance.
Oh yeah, the resistance is the existence.
Okay. So
if we're alive, that's the resistance. Being alive, showing up, you know. But you know, back before the summertime, there was a video that came out, and it has over close to 4 million views already, and it's by two popular reggaeton singers, rappers, Kiko El Crazy. He's from Puerto Rico.
So tell us the history.
Was that?
Could you tell us the history of reggaeton?
Wow, man. Well, reggaeton, you know, again, is that whole hip hop culture and you know, with the Caribbean tropical groove, you know,
right.
That influence, you know, the African, the indigenous beats and that fire, you know, from the Caribbean, the heat, the oceans, the islands, you know, it had the whole different, you know, it added a flavor to that beat, you know, island style. And all these rappers came up and then they just took off. And then also the reggae style of, you know, Marley, you know, so it's like Bob Marley and stuff. So all this just collided as one genre, reggaeton. And it attracted millions of people, right? Or billions, I should say. You know, wherever you go, you hear the reggaeton. When you go to the islands, all you hear is reggaeton. You know, the youth right now, they love this reggaeton. And it's, you know, it's beautiful rhymes, beautiful music. But unfortunately, something occurred that it blew my mind away. Because I love reggaeton. It blew my mind. Like right before the summer, Kiko El Crazy from Puerto Rico, Borinquen, and Larry Ova from Dominican Republic. Two popular reggaeton, you know, think of the best getting together to produce an album, right, or video, right? Well, I should say an album, but a song, right? Produce a song with video. And the title is called Taina, which is the feminine of Taino.
Right.
And so there was a stir in the air, like, oh, shit, why are they coming out with a Taino song? Oh, dope, you know? And when the video came out, right now they have close to 4 million hits.
Wow.
But when the video came out, I almost passed out. I'm like, what the freak is going on here, man? Furious. And so was the Taino community. We actually did a show early on this year on this album. But what I did was, I mean, not the album, the song. It brought me back to my roots, East New York. You know, when you have beef with someone, you know, instead of taking out the knife, taking out the gun, just, you know, your crew, you break dance. You show them what's up, man, you know. You go there, do it. And then in doing it, all right, man, let's shake hands or whatever. We're good, right? So, you know, a lot of Taino communities got together, and you know, they're trying to take the song down from YouTube, which is, you know, is honorable. But I went back to my roots, and I said, you know what I would have done back in the day, you know? So I just want to give a shout-out, tell you the truth. As artists, Kiko El Crazy from Boricua, from Borinquen, Larry O from Dominican Republic, bro, you guys got teenagers, young people, old people listening to your songs, man. That is amazing. You have a following of millions of people. But I just want to tell you, DJ Santa Corey, you guys got it wrong. And I'm not calling you stupid. I'm not calling you ignorant. Because I know there's a lot of information about the Taino community, right? But what
right.
I want to say is you got to do your research. You got to respect a little more the research. And you got to respect your people, man. The Taino people are still here. We're still alive. So I created this rap song as a response to this, to their video, to their song Taina.
Sure.
So this is my response. I'm going back old school. Huh?
Could you go into more about, you know, what was communicated in their song that had?
Yeah, you know, yeah, and you know what? I'm going to, there's a lot of people in the islands right now that are listening from Dominican Republic, from Borinquen, and even Cuba, Jamaica from the Caribbean. You know, all the Caribbean islands are listening to Taina Radio, and I just want to tell people out there in English and then in Spanish that I'm not disrespecting anyone. You know, those are my brothers, man. You know, we're one people. We all carry that DNA, the Taino, the indigenous. But I do want to say that the lyrics were off, though. I can't believe it. I couldn't believe it. And I did write to Rodrigo Rodrigo Films that helped produce the video.
Uh-huh.
And I tried to get them on Taina Radio. They wouldn't come on. But, man, I want to share some of the lyrics so people can get a context, okay, of what I'm battling with my song. So I'm just going to say something in Spanish. It's the invader language, but it's a language that helps us communicate, just like English, right? They're not our original languages, but I'll use it to help. Mira, toda la gente que me está escuchando en Borinquen, Quisqueya, Jamaica, Cuba, yo tengo todo el respeto por artistas que canta canciones, como, por ejemplo, Kiko el Crazy and Larry Ova, Kiko de Borinquen, Larry de Quisqueya y Rodrigo Films. Ustedes están haciendo un trabajo bien bueno con la juventud, con tus canciones, pero mira, hicieron un error muy grande produciendo una canción que se llama Taina y también el video Taina. Yo soy taíno, representante de la comunidad Alayeque Yucayec. Soy vejique. Y yo quiero decir que yo hice una canción, un rap, para ir contra esa canción. So what I'm saying is, you know, as a representative of Alayeque Yucayec, a legitimate Taino community, tribal nation, and as a spiritual leader, I created this song as medicine, not to destroy them, but to teach them and to show them, yo, man, you guys disrespected. Let me just tell you the first paragraph of this song. I'll say it in Spanish, okay? And then English.
Okay.
Te voy a hacer mía, aunque sea prohibida. I'm going to make you mine, even though it's prohibited. No me importa lo que la gente diga. I don't care what the people tell me or what they say. Tú eres mi morena, oíste mi vida. You know, you are my brown girl. You are my brown girl, you know, just referring to that. You're my life. Te quiero desnuda, Taina. Te quiero desnuda, Taina. I want you naked, Taina. I want you naked, Taina. And, you know, there's an expression in the Caribbean. A lot of Caribbean folks say, oh, you know. So then they go, oh, como indio Taino, like the Taino Indian. Oh, lo doy de desnudo. Like the Taino Indian, I am naked. I walk naked. Por mi madre, te hago un hijo. I swear to my mother, I will make you a kid. Mojadita en mi cama, haciendo wet in my bed, we're going to do it. That's the first
goodness.
Two paragraphs. So what's
oh
wrong
my
with
goodness.
That, man?
I'm offended. As a Chichongo, Lakota, we not.
Now,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, now check out the third paragraph. Check out the third paragraph. Chaka, 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 haciendo, 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 chaka, chaka. Chaka is like, you know, you're in bed doing it, haciendo, 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 doing it, doing it, doing it.
Oh, my.
So, so you can imagine the stir that this occurred. Because, okay, let me give you, I forgot to give you some context, okay, of the song, or the video, I should say, the video. they go in, right, into like a modern situation, and they speak to like a medicine man looking guy, and he has a headdress on. He's an older man, you know, has a long beard, and they're asking him some stuff, and he's like, oh, yeah, come on, you know, I'm going to show you some stuff. And then what happens is there's a woman, a modern Taino-looking woman, you know, indigenous features, and she's very sexy, you know, whatever, in the film. They try to make her as sexy as possible. And then what happened was they try to bring it back to the past. So in the movie, in the video, the old man, the medicine man, check this out, man. They give him the sacred medicine, the cohoba. The cohoba was the sacred medicine our ancestors used, right, to travel to the spirit world, similar to peyote, right, ayahuasca. It's our sacred medicine. It comes from South America. They call it yopo. And so he gives it to them. So then they go to the past. You know, they're like in the spirit world, and there's all these women, Taina-looking women, allegedly, you know, showing their, you know, I guess they couldn't be naked, but they were very naked, almost very naked in the video.
Oh my!
And the crazy part, there was these sacred objects we call sacred beings, the Siamese, and they're shaking their butts in front of these sacred beings, you know. And they're being all, you know, like, yeah, I want you, I want you. See, this is the song. You know, I want you, I swear to my mother, I'm going to give you a kid. You know all this.
In their body language.
Right. So then they're saying, bien rico, very good, you know. And as they're looking at the Taino women naked, you know, or at least in their regalia, that's very, almost like bikinis, you know. Now it says, one of the lyrics, it says, this is the crazy part. Now, I'm gonna, you know, you start listening to that, watching this, over close to 4 million views. He's saying that, you know, démelo a trabajo, Taina, give it to me down here. You can imagine that, right? Vamos para la cueva, we're going to the cave with the loco de la mina. Con el loco. Now the loco he's referring to is the medicine man that's guarding the cave. Now in Taino culture, the cave is where sacred ceremonies were performed. So they're using the cave as a sex, you know, part.
Right. In an explicit manner, in a non-medicine manner. And even if even if that isn't referenced in cave, to be referring to, you know, body parts too. I mean, I'm just blown away that such an explicit, just go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, there's another part in the song. It goes, Taina, 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 muévelo hasta abajo, Taina, move it. I guess move your, you know, your butt, whatever, down here, Taina, 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 and then it goes, this is the crazy part, tú me tienes activo, mami, como cocaína, you have me so active like cocaine.
I understood that.
Oh my god, como indio, and then here it is, the chorus of the song, como indio Taino, like the Taino Indian, I'm naked. And this is repeated throughout the song. Por mi madre te hago un hijo. I swear to my mother that I'll give you a kid. So it just goes on and on and on about having sex. And
it is so
ella es morenita con te tatua. Oh, and then she says she's a brown woman with tattoos in her stomach. Wow. Check this out. Se hace la buena. She acts like she's good. Pero está buscando la fría. But she's looking for you know what. Te quiero desnuda. I want you naked. I want you naked. Como viniste a la vida. I want you naked like you came to the world. So, And they just go on with these horrible references again to women, sex. There's even one part, I'm trying to find it, that kind of, like, blew me away. Now I can't find it. It's referring to her ass, but I can't find it now. Very explicit language.
Yeah, and exploiting.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you see the video, yeah, it's now in the video, which was kind of interesting, they show a little person, a male little person, and he's acting like a warrior. He has a spear, right? And they're laughing at him because he's a little person. So he throws the spear at them, right? Like wanting to kill them for what they're doing. So I guess in the video they recognize they're doing something bad, right? Because it's Taino culture.
Right.
So then the spear turns into like this little toy and it hits them on the chest. Like, oh, that's not hurting us, you know? And then they make fun of the little person. They make fun of him and they bully him. Like he has no power. So it's like, all right, so you're saying that our men, our indigenous ancestors, men, were weak, you know, and you made fun of them. Man, talking about intergenerational trauma right there. And it's a known fact, well, at least in Puerto Rico, the DNA is found in the women, over 61%, but the male is less than 2%. So for me, I took offense to that. Like, okay, so you're saying our men are weak, that we lost, that, you know, we got killed or whatever, you know, that we're weak.
So
personally, I think they did their research. Huh?
Well, it sounds like it, because how could – these are very targeted jabs. You know
That's
what I
it.
Mean? And it's not just disrespect to the Taínas, but it's to the entire Taíno culture, the entire, you know what I mean? They disrespected the medicine. They made the warrior look very small.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. And then the weapon of choice, I mean, you know, we did use spears. We're not as, you know, we're going to use bow and arrow, but we use a war club. But using a spear and then it turned into a toy, like, come on. They just ricocheted off their chest like a little toy, you know. So it's like
they were the stronger.
Bro, if this was 1491, that would not happen, bro. You get a nice war club across your head, you know, disrespecting the women like that.
Right. Right.
So that's the context. Now they still find that many of the Taíno communities, the new young lords right now, they're protesting YouTube, you know, to bring the video down. And I know there's a lot of stuff on YouTube that's like that, you know, very degrading and stuff. So I want to take my opportunity.
Think about it. That song, In its time that it's been up, has reached 4 million. And you know, the repetition of music, you know, that's often used, you know, rhythm is used to also tell lies. You know, that's
tell
part
lies.
Of, yeah, and it's part of, you know, in our claim to reclaim the island. It's one of those things that, along, first of all, we need to call back the spirit, you know, call back our spirit. Then, you know, land, yes, absolutely, 100%. Bundles, medicine, music. You know, so music is one of those things that we need to fight too for, because
That's
medicine
right.
is medicine. It's healing.
It's
like laughter. You know, our last show, you know, with the lovely Leah. you know?
Right.
Laughter is one of those things. And wow, 4 million. And think about how many people have, because I know that those reggaeton songs are very catchy, you know what I mean? So, wow.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, you know, 4 million, you know that. Mm-hmm.
How many people now believe that, or, you know, have some idea of who Taínos are, or the Taína woman?
Right.
You know, that's, their reach is very young to very old. So imagine those who have no history of, you know, who the Taíno Nation is. Now this is their idea.
Exactly.
Think about this.
Yeah, man. It's just like, you know, these lyrics, I don't want to give, you know, like I said, I give them kudos as an artist, you know, it's the freedom of speech and you're an artist, whatever. But there's a responsibility that needs to be in place, especially if you're going to call out a people, the Taíno people, our ancestors, because they, you know, taking the Cohoba and traveling to the spirit world, and it looks like they were, you know, they went back to the past. Bro, that's, you know,
that's,
you're not even fighting me. You're fighting the ancestors. You're fighting
exactly
the ancestors, man. You're raping the ancestors.
Insulting.
Rape the that's it. Because these women are advancing it. You know, and they're going in into a sacred cave to have sex. Come on, you know. It blew me away, this video. So what I wanted to do was, let me go old school, you know, and say, you know what? I'm not a reggaeton guy. I love rap, but, you know, I drew my hat. Says, you know what? The best way I could battle these guys, the way I know how, in a good way, is to create my own rap and then educate them and educate all those youths that are down with them to say, whoa, hold on. There's another part of the story you didn't get in that video. So,
they put the needle in the record.
That's right. Oh, whoa, check it out, man. Check this out. I just got some people writing in. Hold on. Some people are listening. Oh, let me see something here. So I want to share the song. You know, I want to share what I came up with.
I like it when you get feedback, you know.
Mm-hmm. But I do want to say, was that?
I said, I like it when we get that feedback, you know, from listeners.
Definitely, man. So let me just see.
It's very encouraging. You know, we haven't gotten, you know, any negative feedback at all. It's either good, you know, it's always encouraging. And it lets me know that what you and I are doing on this Indigenous Power Hour activism is the medicine, you know. People are actually, you know, because when people aren't receiving, you know, what was, you know, communicated to them, you know, almost like a satisfied customer, you know, kind of deal, you know. They don't respond, you know.
They
don't interact, and that interaction that we get from, you know, that mail, it's encouraging. And even should we have gotten something negative, which I don't recall any, it's in a constructive manner. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not a div manner. So go ahead, share, because I'm excited.
Well,
Well,
let me see. Hold on. You know, the intern left. I'm back on duty here. I'm back on duty here. Hold on a second. I can't get it. I can't get what I wanted to get. But check this out, man. Hold on. Look what I just got. I don't believe it. Wait a minute. Guess what?
Who's that? I know I heard something. Rebecca, look at me. I know you are. Now listen. What was that? Oh. There's no reason.
Oh,
coming
to help us in this time of need. His name is Spooky Moon. Where are you?
Okay, that's funny, man. I did not expect you to put me off, but thank you for the love. Yeah, I want to give you a shout out. Just listen to what you were saying. You and 4-1 definitely have a dope ass show. So congratulations on that. You know, you guys are seem to be blowing up. So mad props.
Oh man, thanks, man.
And we need to come. We need to visit your show, Lou.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right, man.
So
Lou, you know this. Yo, Spooky Lou, you know the song, the scary song we're talking about, Diana. What do you think, man?
You don't want to know what I think.
Don't worry, the FCC is not listening.
You?
Maybe the Men in Black. The Men in Black, but not the FCC. So go ahead, man.
I don't know, man. You know, I'll be honest, man. Like, the way I feel about it is, I mean, I caught somewhat what you were saying because I just got out of work, so I'm a little brain dead. But, you know, a lot of these people are not educated. They don't know. They may not even be. You know what I mean? And a lot of the culture's gone as well. And they take everything as a parody because, I mean, even look at us, you know. I have some of my family with, you know, some other families, no, we're not. Of course, it's proven through DNA that we are, you know. But because of the colonization, a lot of that has been lost. And it's like, do I blame them? Do they know better? Do they know what they're really doing? Is it their fault? You know, and plus, it's selling out, too, because they should know better. Regardless, they should know better. And because they're taking a culture and they're making kind of fun with it and they made it into real, like, into something sexual and something, you know, it's not cool what they're doing. But at the same time, we're in a different era, different age, and they don't understand what they're doing is incorrect and it's offending people. You know, but I mean, is it their fault, right? Like, we could hate on them, but is it their fault? Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Well, I tell you
it
one thing.
It looks like they did their research.
Can I
tell
you one thing?
Mm-hmm.
In the video, they filmed it at a cultural center that actually has they have real artifacts. Oh, I should say sacred objects. They have them. And they were in display, and they had the women, the models, I guess, the dancers, you know, shaking it up in front of these semis, and that pissed off a lot of people when they saw that in the film.
I didn't realize that. Wow. So that's even more insulting. Why would they even allow
that?
Now
I gotta go watch the video. Dang it.
You know, I'm not gonna lie. I zeroed in on the wrong things when I saw the video. That's what it was. I said it was being at the actual thing.
Well, that's the point. That was the point they did, right? Right.
Hey, you're right.
That's the way they sexualized it.
Exactly.
I doubt people were paying attention to the lyrics, right? I don't think they were paying attention to the lyrics. But.
That's another thing. I know you said it's reggaeton, but that ain't reggaeton, bro. What is that even called? I don't think that's reggaeton. Or it's a new kind of style of reggaeton. I don't know what it is, but it's definitely different. But you know, I'm not gonna lie, it's kind of catchy, and it's like a guilty kind of thing. It's like, it's kind of catchy, but it's like, man, but it is wrong, you know. And what are we showing the youth that it's okay?
Exactly. So,
and
you know,
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say I don't you know, like it's like, how do you even get to them to educate them, because they're at a different level right now, and they're not gonna want to even touch that, because all they're seeing is dollar signs right now, so they don't care, you know, who they insult or what damage they may do, or more, the more damage that's already being done, you know.
That's
and
right.
It's like, how do you get across to someone like that? That's why I like your idea about what you want to do. You know, it's kind of a smart way of response. Maybe somehow it might get picked up and they may hear. But 4-1, what do you think about it? I heard you saying something before about it, right? You saying that it's insulting.
It's very insulting, not only just, you know, to the Taina, you know, but the entire Taino culture, the medicine.
Absolutely.
The even down to minimizing, you know, the man by using, you know, a small person, you know, with whatever they use. What do you say? They use an arrow or a spear?
It was a spear.
What did you say?
Yeah, yeah, Lou, in the video, I don't know if you remember, they had a little person representing a male throwing a spear. It was like a little toy that hit them on the chest. So it made them look smaller, you know, so.
And
I didn't pick that up. Yeah. That is so deep. You
and then
that.
Insulting.
No, that video was deep.
Ancestors. So
wow.
I think they did some research, because they couldn't have had, you know, even the object, you know, or the cave reference. You know what I mean? And obviously, the older gentleman representing the medicine man.
Yeah.
So I think there was every bit of intent to be disrespectful, not only to the whole Taino nation, but the ancestors.
No,
so,
wow.
I don't know.
And I'm not
now I gotta go watch the video, and now I'm gonna have a comeback talk too. Dang!
You should. You should.
Save me a spot.
That'd be
Corey.
Dope.
And
I think that'd be really dope. I think you should.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Leo. Sorry.
And you know that there's a reference that says, Taina, 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 Taino, muévelo hasta abajo, Taina, 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 Taina. Tú me tienes activo, mami, como cocaína. Now,
oh damn.
You know. So te tiene, you know, he's having sex with her in that cave, whatever, and he's calling her mommy. You know, this is an ancestor now. He's calling her mommy, and he's comparing the movements of the sex, whatever, to cocaine. Now check this out. Remember, the video started with them inhaling jojoba. And how do you heal in jojoba? You sniff it up your nose.
Right.
So there's a reference. Jojoba was a sacred medicine. Yopo is still being used. Now, he's compared it to cocaine now, right? It's a lot of stuff going on in here in this video.
You know,
but someone
you
did
blew
that
my mind.
You showed up. That's why.
Yeah. Really blew my mind. Go ahead.
You know, we're always blaming you when the men in black show up.
I love it.
You know they've cut us off. They've cut the show right on off. They've either, the switchboard has been blown and nobody can get on, you know. So anytime, we get cut off or we can't get on when we had Stenjati. Remember how that loud word, and that was none of us. You could tell that was an outside thing that had tried to come through in that talk.
Yep.
It was loud, and we're all just like, whoa. So sorry, Lou.
And then with DMT Hawk, the Thunder Bean showed up. I don't know how they manipulated the weather there, but we couldn't hear it.
You know what, though? On a serious note, I don't know for when if Santa Cody ever told you, but did he ever tell you that one time some people from the government did contact me? I don't know if they were legit or not, but they did hit me up when I was doing the show back in the days, and I was like, what the hell? Did he ever tell you about that?
No. Nah, man, that's secret stuff. That's the secret files, man.
I know. They really hit me up one time trying to tell me what I saw was what I saw. And I was on the government watch list or something through their drones. I don't know how true it was because it's some psycho. But what he said made sense to me, though. And I was like, yo, this guy, I didn't even know what he was until I looked it up. And I was like, oh, shit, this is private security for the government. Some crazy shit.
Goodness.
Yeah, that's what the dude told me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey guys,
put the needle on the record.
Guys, check it out, man. There's some people that wanted to. Damn, I'm missing out. See, the Men in Black, I'm messing up the chat room here. I can't connect. If I connect, the show's going to go off. See, that's a trick. So,
hey, I have a question.
All right, I'm a nervous
wreck,
man. Okay,
I have
okay,
a
okay.
Good question. So, because you know, for one, you really brought that into light. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't look at the video that deep, and then listening to you, the way you explain it, you know, I'm like, wow. You know what? I should be insulted by what I saw. And then Lou, the way you were breaking down how even the little guy, I didn't really take that into perspective, the subconscious part of all of it, of the insults, right? But what about the people that run the gallery or the museum? What about them? Like, who was behind the ingenious idea? Because I'm going to say it's ingenious of insults, you know, to come up with this and do this. Like, Lou, who do you think could have done this?
Well,
I
heard some rumors that the people, the curator didn't know what they were up to. So that's all
they
I know was
know?
That he didn't know what they didn't know. But I know some people were trying to boycott, I think, the cultural center.
Yeah,
but as far as I know, they didn't know.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it.
I heard
some gospel.
I think it's money.
Not with the cultural center. Not with, they know too much.
Mm-hmm.
That's not common knowledge. So,
yeah.
No, I feel it was targeted,
mm-hmm.
honestly, and he knew exactly what they were doing. And let's just call it like it is, you know?
Yeah,
I think it was pure intent. And what's scary about this is the reach that they had with 4 million people. And, you know, music is very repetitive. So it's easy to plant, you know, truth or a lie. Farrakhan's granddaughter, she is Ogallala, and her name is Loda Na, I want to say. And she is always quoting her grandfather, you know, Farrakhan. And what he said was, one rap song is equivalent to 5 of his speeches. So how do you make, you know, a believer of lies? Repetition.
That's right. Repetition.
So.
That's right.
I can't
wow.
believe they didn't know. And I believe they knew the power of repetition. Seems very targeted if you ask me.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I think they sold out for money. They knew what they were going to do. And whoever paid,
right.
they were like, let's take the money. Who cares? Who cares?
Yeah.
I agree.
Someone paid them to do that.
Yep.
Someone paid them because they've got too much going on and look at the reach. You have to relate it to the reach. You know, that's 4 million.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So they were paid to do that.
I agree.
Now, the people might not have known what they were singing and doing, you know, because they may not even have wrote it. Let's put that on there.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, they're just singing in that studio. Like I said,
you know,
they're artists, and I get that they're artists, but artists need to be responsible, man, what they put out.
For sure.
That is a level of responsibility, right?
Well, I know,
they're in trouble now because 4-1 is on it. 4-1 is on it. They're gonna be in trouble now.
You know it, Lou. You gotta hear the debut song coming. I got something. I got something for them. You know, for colonizers. You know,
I can't wait to get these guys. We're doing the old school, right? That's how we battle through the mic, right?
Right.
Exactly.
Why not?
There's youth listening. We got to do it up. We got to do it our best. You know, it's funny. The lyrics to this song, this rap, actually started in 2017, right by the Columbus statue many years ago. Yeah, 2017, when the Indigenous Day of Remembrance, I was inspired by some words, and I wrote it down as a spoken word. So recently, after this video came out, I wanted to expand it more and make it more, is that whole Columbus spirit.
Let's do it. Let's hear it.
Oh, ready to do it? Ready to do it? All right.
Put the needle on the record.
Now, I just want to warn you guys. I have a mic right now. I got the song recorded, but I'm not lip singing, all right? This is live, man. So you guys ready?
Ready.
Do it.
Oh, shit. Okay, here we go. And this is for all you Taínos out there who are first listening to, are first connecting to the culture, all you old dudes, ladies out there who've been in the movement from since birth, all the abuelos and abuelas out in the mountains, this is all for you. And for all those who may not know our history, this is for you.
What? in existence. Doctrine of discoveries, a bunch of people bull and must fall as we answer the ancestral call. We educate and abnegate as we call for all racist statues to fall. Raise your fist in resistance. We have a right to an existence.
There you go, man.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Damn it, Corey, that was a good song.
Oh, wait, who was that?
That is Sci-Fi the guy, my little boy. He came out of his room jamming. He said, "Who is that?" And I said, "That's Santa Corey." And he said, "Mom, when he's done, tell him that's a really good song." And I said, "No, you tell him."
Oh, man. Thank you so much, man. That means a lot from him. Oh, man. We're talking about the youth, right?
Talking about the youth.
Wow.
I
well, I'm going to thank you so much, man. Thank you. What do you think, Lou?
Man, I got to agree with Little Man. He's on point. Bro, I got to say this. I've known you for a long time, and whenever you put your mind into something, you just make it happen, bro. That was magic. I'm not even, like, I'm like, damn, I was blown away, bro. Honestly, that was legit. That was
what?
A dope-ass beat. Yeah, man, you made it flow. Oh, I'm not going to lie, man, that was pretty dope, bro. That was pretty dope.
It was.
I'm
you
not,
know,
man,
Lou,
like, I'm like, wow.
Lou, I've been all over him. The whole, since he came up with the idea of coming with it, you know, I said, yep, well, I'm going to have to hear this first, you know what I mean? And it wasn't that I had doubt. It wasn't that I had doubt. I just wanted to, you know, make sure that he had that fire. You know what I mean?
Of
that
course.
He just,
no.
You know? And,
so you protected
I was
him.
Blown
I
away.
It.
I am blown away.
I just,
I am impressed. Good job.
For real, man.
Oh,
that's like, I'm left kind of like, what? I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to be really cool. Now you two collaborate and do something together. I know you have before, but to go after them, because that'll be really cool too. But go ahead. But that was dope,
Lou.
Yo,
I got to fly to Nebraska, do a video, man. Fly to Nebraska.
Okay,
what's up with that?
Oh, we're
right.
No doubt.
We're going places.
Nice.
And he's picking me up along the way.
Oh, man.
You have to get Aboriginal Music Awards, bro. Set it up.
I don't know about that, man. But you know what, man? It's old school battling, you know? Like, all right, they're messing with us. We're gonna get them, man. Hey guys, check what, man. Check this out. I got another song. This I kept silent.
Mm.
Actually, it's an old song, but I want to honor the ancestors because you know, in that video, it's all about rape. Those women, you know, they look as much as they look like they enjoyed it, what was going on. Let's say what it is, rape, man. They just, you know, they use the medicine as a whatever, you know,
the drug.
So,
well, the medicine, right. And if you misuse that, you know, that medicine, it becomes a drug.
That's it, man.
So that's
you know?
True.
So I want the ancestors to speak. That in the Taino spirituality, there's 12 sacred beings. They're like the head beings. And the number one is the sacred mother and the sacred son. And then there's all these different beings that represent fertility, you know, the hurricane, the planting, even romance, you know, in a good way. So I'm invoking these 12 semis in this song. So I wanted to, this is a Taino calling song, but the long version. So this, I want to honor the ancestors and the sacred beings, man, the sacred beings themselves, for inspiring all of us, right? Because we're all one, right? We're all one. So I'm going to play this song. Yep, First Nations for all our peoples.
Taino calling song.
Oh, I forgot to mention, when you hear the word Okama, that means listen. And then I'm sharing the names. Then at the end, Taino Ti, you know, that means, you know, blessings. And I was inspired by ceremonial chief Frank Foolscrow, because he has a calling song as well. So he inspired me to write this song. So I want to bring it full circle, right? And you're Lakota, for one, from Rosebud, right?
Yes.
So I just want to mention
that. Yes, from Rosebud.
So
Frank
Foolscrow. That's right. Foolscrow's in this all the way. All right.
Taino calling song. Calling of the 12 Semis.
Go on, Tristan.
Ancestors right there, all the indigenous nations, not in
absolutely
isolation. Thank you, man. That's it, man.
Yo,
just want to give it.
That was powerful, Lou. That put me in a trance, man. That was
it
powerful.
Did.
Right?
Well, that's
thank
the,
you for sharing that.
Well, that's the Kohola song, the Kohola ceremony. You take the sacred plant to take sacred medicine, you know, that they disrespect it. So I wanted to bring it back honor, you know. Bring the honor back. It's not cocaine,
wow,
man. It's medicine. It's the Jehovah song. So people understand that. It brings us to our ancestors, right? Not for sex, but for wisdom, right?
Right.
Wow. What a show, right? We got this, man. We got this. The battle has begun. peaceful battle. Peaceful
Lou,
through music.
Lou, you know he wanted to dance too to his song. I said,
oh, yeah.
I said, you know how hard that is to dance. He's like, well, I'm going to the gym. He's like, but first I'm gonna get something to eat. And I said, oh, you're gonna pay for it later.
Oh my god. Well, I want to break dance, man. Gotta get
you gotta start jogging from now, man.
I've been trying. I'm trying to, you know, do my thing there, but it's gonna be hard. Let's dance.
Oh, you got it, man.
You know,
you got it.
Nah, but
yes,
you know what's gonna happen?
Powerhouse. You know what I mean?
Just for real. No. Even if everyone's energy.
He does.
No.
I wish I had. Some days, you know.
Well, this is gonna be the second to last closing prayer. Dancing drum with me.
Oh, man, you are the one.
We got to hit Lou show up. Bring some of that, you know, that way.
What happened?
Oh,
I didn't hear
man.
That.
What's that?
What she said?
Well,
I didn't hear what
she
said.
I think I've got something figured out, though. Honestly.
What's that?
Well, it'd be perfect for the show, you know, but you noticed how, well, you know, that is a practice, okay, like the boarding school babies, for instance, okay? That's a practice of those particular people going way back. They would, a lot of their businesses and homes are on top of sacrificed children.
Wow.
And so, you know, a lot of those old, like historical places, you notice there's always the sighting of a child.
Oh.
It could be very well the practices, you know, and think about it. Think of how many historical sites and how many times you've heard like an old bar or something, you know, being haunted by a small child or they see a small child.
Yeah, you're right. The children of the corn.
You see, no, that's what you always think when you think of Nebraska. Joe's another corner.
That's a great movie. I loved it.
But seriously, I got to thinking about that because that is one of their practices. Way back, there's history to that. You know, all the way back
Damn.
To palaces. They claimed because, you know, a lot of those palaces and pyramids and other related stuff, they would find mass graves of children underneath them. And one of the reasons they claimed that, like the palaces and stuff, was it was the palace whores, excuse my language, that they would cut holes in the floor and they would birth those children, and that's why the large number of, you know, infant skeletal remains were found underneath them.
Great.
But you know, I don't believe that. I don't believe that there were cutouts in the floor. I think mm-hmm. that they were built upon. I think they sacrificed those children. And I think that's why a lot of these, you know, places, there is always a child. It's, and often, too, you'll notice that it'll be a little girl. You know? So I think that's a great topic to come and visit, you know, the show with. And I could even do a little research, to, you know what I mean, to back it up, you know, but that came to me and I was like, oh, I get it now. Because, you know, I watch a lot of those things, you know, just to further my understanding, you know. And
sounds like a collaboration show.
Yeah, that's
what I'm saying.
Collaboration
show with the Spooky Lou show.
Yeah,
I'm down. Wow, that's deep, man. That's some scary stuff.
That is deep. That is very scary.
Like, what makes humans do these things, you know? What makes humans?
Well, that's the next question.
Are they humans? Did you hear about it? I heard, I think in Missouri today, I don't know the story fully well, but I was just told earlier that they arrested two men. They believed they were kidnapping women out in the middle of nowhere, hanging them like they were deers, and they were butchering them and selling the meat on the black market. I heard it was on the news today.
Oh, my goodness.
Have you guys heard about this?
No.
Sounds like psychopaths on the loose.
Yeah, but a lot of people were – apparently their house burned down, and they're saying that they found, like, a refrigerator full of meat, and they believe that it belonged to, like, many different women that they were killing. And they were selling these packages of meat. Yeah, I just heard that today. Someone just told me it's on the news. I'm going to go check
what
it out
state?
Later and get more information. Missouri.
What state was this?
Missouri.
Wow, that's some scary, man. That's some crazy stuff, man. I can't believe it.
It's crazy, yeah, and you're right. Like, you know, who knows what's going on? If this is happening all over the place, you know, these women are being victimized and kids in this manner, you know? Like, it's just a sick world. What causes people to do this, you know? It's crazy.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It's just insane. But, you know, we gotta keep the reporting, gotta keep the news going, you know, that people don't wanna hear, but these women are being killed. You know, in Puerto Rico, the government, they requested $3 million to help create a campaign against women, you know, violence against women. It's off the hook there in Puerto Rico with the violence. And the government, you know, they have no power to use the funding. They have this committee, finance committee, and they approved $250,000 out of like the $3 million.
That's it?
So that's insane. That's insane.
It is, but it's better than nothing.
It's insane,
you know?
Man.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true, but
no.
Man, I mean, it could afford $1 million, you know? That's just greedy.
That's right.
very much. Well, Biden,
if President Biden's listening, yo, you're not Trump. What's up? You're hating Puerto Rico too? It's not good.
For real.
Well, you know what's crazy is Biden brought forth the Women's Against Violence Act back when he brought the crime bill. So I don't understand why it is, why he hasn't signed it back into action. Because we don't have that right now. We don't have that.
What was it?
The Women's Against Violence Act.
Yeah. What was the law? What happened?
Okay. Well, that's going to trip you up because before now, well, there is no law active or at all against, well, for Indigenous people on or off the res. Okay? So I'll tell you the truth, you know, that's why we had to go out and get the, like, in Nebraska, you know, I went and, you know, fought for LB 154, and that was to get just them to take a report for our missing women. So we're not covered under, we weren't covered under the old Women Against Violence Act. So the new act that is waiting to be signed is now giving jurisdiction on federal land for the tribe to prosecute or go after those who commit crimes against women on federal land. But off federal land, there still is no law against, you know, for crimes against Indigenous men or women. So this new one that's waiting to be activated, they have given men, now they've included men, support for if they are victims of domestic violence. But they've also given, I don't know the proper term, but immigrants or foreigners. Now, in this law, they're defining a relationship as being together 24 hours. So if they can prove that these two people were together, and now think about that. What type of relationship is that if all you need is to prove 24 hours, you know? And what it will do, what it will do is if an immigrant or foreign woman is assaulted by a U.S. citizen, they will give her 2 years of housing and help her get, you know, citizenship. But still, nothing in place for the Indigenous man or woman off of federal land. So there's still, at this time and day, there is still no protection. There's no law that says they have to go after anyone who commits crimes after, you know, you know, so... You know, that's kind of that, you know, when they gave Asians recently behind the massage parlor, you know, losses, you know, in Atlanta, I think it was, they passed the anti-Asian, you know, law, that, you know, but I think, you know, any crime committed, like, you know, especially for, you know, MMIW, we're being targeted. You know, that makes it a hate crime.
Yeah, man, that's it. It's a target. All the women are targets.
That Women Against Violence Act is it needs work because it does not protect our indigenous women or men. And like I said, they've now extended in this new one waiting to be signed back, you know, into activation because it's been inactive now for 2 years, 3 years, I want to say. And like I said, Biden brought that in the first place. He brought it when he brought the Crime Bill Act. So I don't know what, because Trump left it on his desk for Biden to sign. You know, and I can understand why not? You signed it in the activation. You created it. You signed it. You know, I can get that. You know, because it you know, but I just don't understand. I am on the national task force, you know, and actually I have a conference tomorrow. So I'm gonna do my best. Yeah, I'm going to do my best to, you know, bring that out. But I was a part of another, you know, of the same group, the National Task Force. And you have to submit your questions ahead of time. And there is a board, you know, it's because it's a Zoom thing, you know. So you can raise your hand and you have to submit the questions and they'll pick it, and I've been overlooked before. So, and I know it was because of, I asked that, because that was what the last conference was about, is where is the protection? Because if there was protection, I wouldn't have had to go after LB 154. I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? So I know for a fact that there is no law currently that protects male or female. They don't have to, because you know I hate to say it, but our status is not citizen. Our status is prisoner of war.
Prisoners
enrolled
of war.
Enrolled members of any tribe is a prisoner of war, and any reservation resident is a prisoner of war camp. The other reference is alien or slave. So we've got a lot of work to do. We've got a lot of work to do.
You know what it is? Indigenous nations, not in isolation, but in unification, rise as one. For the fight has begun. That's it, man.
There you go. There's power and unity making it happen. Yeah, for real.
Yeah. Well, it's isolated.
Know, we had the lovely Kristen McKay, and she's a sister from Canada. And when she comes with her medicine, she brings her 10,000 grandmothers. Yeah. And when I heard that, I said, there it is. That's my solidarity. The power of numbers. We've got power individually, you know, no doubt. You know, because I've seen, you know, one person alone make things happen, you know. But just think of the true numbers. I bring my 10,000 grandmothers. You bring your 10,000 grandfathers.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
That's it.
That's it. Solidarity. And that'll get things, you know, because all this ends when we decide we are not the minority. We are the majority.
That's right. That's it.
We really are.
Brown.
We are. Any
red
person of color. You know what I mean? Because think about how many lost identities are out there, you know? Think there wasn't, you know, our darker brothers here before Columbus? Come on now. They were just another tribe. You know, so that's a lost. That's a lost identity. You know?
Oh, sure.
It all ends when we decide.
And that's it. So listen, guys, we are totally over time. How about that one? But
that's what it
in the future.
When it is.
In a, you know, in the future, we got some great shows coming up. 4-1, do we got a show Friday? A special show?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. I'm going to bring
there we go.
The lovely Quilla Pisa back. That's the face of MMIW. And then I'm going to bring the lovely Leah Winslow back. Because we need to talk about some of those things that aren't being talked about, you know, and then unfortunately, you know, we gotta, you know, remain focused on, you know, the missing and murdered relatives.
That's
you know?
It. They're out there, man. They're out there.
So, yes, we're going to do another show on Friday. So, please. Join in, listen, call in.
Yep. That's right, that's right. And then we're going to try to do a special show, the Spooky Loop Show on Sunday night, the eve.
Sunday night.
Oh, the eve of Christopher Columbus Day.
About the evilness. That's what we should talk about.
That'll be, yeah. I will do my research. Because that's exactly who I'm talking about.
And then, you know, Sunday, Indigenous Peoples, I'm sorry, Indigenous Day Remembrance 14th Annual. This Sunday, New York City, Columbus Circle. I got the permit. We're going to get down and resist. We're going to raise our fists in resistance. But we have a right to an existence. We got to bring that damn statue down. 14 years, we're still trying, man. We're going to get it down. No time to celebrate until that statue is down. You all agree?
I agree.
Absolutely agree.
That's it, man. No time to whine and dine. Dance, we have to protest that statue. And then on Monday, and then they have the different Indigenous Day, I mean, Indigenous Peoples Day throughout the country who have taken down the statue. I'll be in Newton, Massachusetts on Monday going live on Taino Radio. Maybe you guys will be available. It's between 12 and 5 p.m., probably between 12 and 3 p.m., I should say. I'll be going live. You guys want to call in? I'll give you the details. I'm going to try to get all the hosts and hostesses to call in and we'll talk, but I'll be going live from Newton. The Italian Americans are very, most of them are very upset that the Columbus holiday was taken out. So I don't know if there's going to be any protests on their side, but I'll be there on Monday live on Taino Radio. Welcome you guys to call in. Hey guys, I just want to tell you, fourth place is Finland in the ratings. Taino Radio, Finland is tuning in, fourth place. Can you believe it? So, we're worldwide. Finland's catching up. And we got all
who
the Caribbean islands listening in. Turtle Island. Huh?
I said, who's out there listening?
Wow. We got Australia, New Zealand, Japan, India, Russia. We got Bosnia.
Ooh.
I mentioned Finland. Norway, Italy, Morocco, Nigeria, which is the other one. How close, it's Norway. Oh, Portugal. Hey, Portugal.
Ooh.
Spain's not showing up, but I'll invite them. I'll invite Spain, but they're not showing up yet. But Portugal's in the house. And then we got, what's that other crew? Oh, Turtle Island. great nation of Canada, First Nations, Mexico, Cuba, Jamaica, Quisqueya La Bella, that's the Dominican Republic, and of course Borinquen, Puerto Rico, Argentina,
wow.
And Colombia. Yeah, man, we're all out. We're international. I mentioned Finland, right? Man, there's another country I think I missed.
You said it.
Yeah, definitely Bosnia's still hanging in there. Yeah, so, you know, we're getting the word out.
Did Japan leave us?
The Netherlands. The Netherlands. And, you know, they have a big issue in the Netherlands with child trafficking. So that's the Netherlands.
Oh, yeah.
They've been tuning in. They've been tuning in, Netherlands, for a long time. So, yeah, they're all tuning in. That's good. It's cool to see Europe in the house. And
cool to see
Germany. How can I forget Germany? Yo, Germany's in the house.
Right on.
So, yeah, so we got this little by little. We're gonna try to hit up trying to get more South American. We have Peru. Wait a minute. How can I forget Peru? Peru tuned in.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't forget Peru. I'm trying to think of who else. I think I covered everyone so far. And of course, thanks Area 51 for giving Spooky Lou an opportunity to be here tonight. And you got this. You got this. You got this.
Oh, no. Thanks for having me on. I didn't expect to be on, but I appreciate the love, man. So thank you very much.
What?
Yeah,
yeah,
we got to do a show
together. Come on, man. This is it, man.
Do a spooky show. So let's figure this out. Yeah, let's figure it out.
You got something spooky. Well, she mentioned the children, right? With the children in the ground.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and I just want to give a shout out real quick to Unknown New Mexico. If you want to check them out on Facebook, and they're Navajos. I'm down with them. We have a page going on there, and also you want to check out my Spooky Lou Paranormal page on Facebook. Yeah, just giving myself a shout out here. Man, love.
4-1 is in the house. Indy 4-1 is also on Facebook, right? And I can't wait for her song to come out against the video, Taina. Oh, man, that's it. The war is on.
For real, that's dope.
And I'll be out there.
Well,
I got to get down to – we got to do some filming out in Nebraska. Have you come to New York? Oh, man, we got this, man. But, Hey, guys, you don't mind if I play one more song to close the show? It's a song I produce. It's kind of a lively. It's dedicated to the Yunque. The Yunque is a sacred mountain in Puerto Rico, Borinquen. It's a sacred mountain. A Yunque, okay? Once again, shout out to the ancestors. All right, man. Peace out. Original peace. Let's dance all night long.